Hello friends, welcome to Stock Pathshala. Now, we talk about stock market segments, we talk about learning stock market from multiple aspects. In this podcast today, we'll talk about derivatives, but we'll talk about examples of different types of derivatives. Now, derivative market is very dynamic. There are future contracts, there are option contracts, there are a few others too. But there are specific differences in each of them. Hopefully, by the kind of examples we're going to use, it's going to make it easy for you to learn about them. Let's start. We'll start with the forward contracts. Let's say there's a company called Parag Shirts. It is looking to complete an order of 10,000 shirts in the next 3 months. All right. Time horizon. They've got a contract for 3 months and they got to complete an order of 10,000 shirts. Now, in order to complete this, they are looking for a cotton raw material. And now they finalized, let's say, a cotton vendor named Sundaram Mills. And the cotton is being traded at, let's say, rupees 300 per quintal. Now, at the same time, monsoon is knocking the doors. Monsoon is amazing, by the way. And if the rainfall happens beyond the expectations, the major chunk of Sundaram Mills crop might get destroyed. Now, in such a case, the supply of cotton will go down. The price will increase. Similarly, there is a possibility that the price of cotton may fall down as well. If the rainfall is not as per the optimal expectations, or let's say is as per the optimal expectations, and the supply obviously in this case increases. Both the parties get into a contract where they finalize the price of the cotton at 300 on a specific date after 3 months. Now, irrespective of the fact that the prices see a jump or a fall, the price of a quintal has been finalized right now. Both the parties need to take care of that during the expiry date. Now, depending on what direction it goes, the corresponding profit or loss is going to get calculated. Now, one of the most important points that needs to be considered for a forward contract is that it happens over the counter, OTC. Generally, there is a physical delivery involved in this. So, when this contract gets expired and gets exercised, the actual delivery of the cotton is going to take place, and most likely the Parag shirts, they are going to be in the market, 10,000 of them. Now, moving ahead, second type is a futures contract. This one is a little different from the forward one, in a sense that in this case, trading happens through a regulated stock market exchange. Now, exchange comes into picture, SEBI comes into picture. Therefore, if you talk about the other example we just talked about and consider the point that whatever price movement happens, they are put at the index and the corresponding actions are taken by the parties involved. Simply said, if the current market price of 1 quintal cotton is 300 on the index, with higher rains, this price can go to, let's say, 500 because supply is going to go down. Now, it makes complete sense for Parag Shirts to go ahead and exercise their contract because they're going to get it for 300 bucks. They're finalizing the price right now. So that's a future contract in this case. Similarly, the price of each quintal can go down as well, like we mentioned. Now, talk about an options contract. Now, option contract is slightly different. This needs to be known that things like strike price, premium, they carry a major importance when it comes to an options contract. You can have a call option or a put option depending on how do you look at the market, bullish or bearish. And to keep it simple, let's pick one of these types and take an example. Let's say go for a call option and you're bullish towards a particular stock which is currently trading at 120. You get into the options contract with the seller at a strike price of 125. You pay a premium of 20 rupees. In this contract, you have 100 shares in the lot. The amount you pay is 20 into 100, that is 2000. That is the overall premium. Now, to be profitable from here, the stock price at the expiry must exceed by at least 2000 for you to be break even at least, and then you can be a profitable number. Otherwise, it won't make sense for you. Now, imagine the stock price reaches a point of 160. Now, here the overall profit potential can be calculated as 160 minus 125 that you figured out into 100 is 3500. Now, you deduct those 200 rupees, rather 2000 rupees of premium, so your overall profit is gonna be 1500 rupees. Got it, right? This one's simpler. Now, lastly, we have a swap contract. These type of contracts generally happen between larger organizations. They wanna safeguard themselves towards currency or interest rate risks. Quick example is, let's say same Prag shirts. That company wanted to export its shirts to the US market. They wanna have the New York and the Chicago markets to get those shirts out there. It takes a loan. This company, Prag Shirt, takes a loan from a venture, and let's say they take it from Indian bank, and the bank is gonna charge them an interest rate. Now, Prag Shirt, it's making revenue in the US dollar. They're paying interest in rupees. Here, the currency pair exchange rate is gonna play a major role, right? Because the net profit is dependent on this. The Prag Shirt company get into a swap contract with a US-based company that is looking to sell its products in the Indian market. You see how beautiful that is? Both parties will look to safeguard themselves against the opposite viewpoints towards the currency movement. This is how a swap contract is exercised. So hopefully, friends, these different examples we took of all the four types of contracts were understandable for you. In case you would like to talk more, you can use the comment section and let us know. You can check out our YouTube channel as well, where we talk about stock market from different aspects every single day. Thank you so much for tuning into Stock Paathshala today. We'll see you in the next podcast soon. Take care. Bye-bye.